Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Eli Nishmas, my mother, Chai Rochos, David Tzvi. And I wanted to do a Midrash on Shmini Atzeres, but I didn't see anything in Midrash Rabbah that speaks about Shmini Atzeres. It could be it's there, but I was not able to find it anywhere, definitely not in Emor or in Pinchas, wherever you would expect to find Midrash on Shmini Atzeres. So if there is a hidden Midrash about Shmini Atzeres in Midrash Rabbah, it is hidden from me as well. However, we celebrate at least the second day in Chutz La'aretz of Shmini Atzeres as the Yontov took on a new quality. And especially in Eretz Yisrael, when there's only one day of Yontov Shmini Atzeres, it ticked on the quality of Simchas Torah. And there's like a new Yontov. So in honor of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, I want to do a hidden Midrash that relates to that. And it speaks about the Torah in general, actually from beginning to end. And it's a midrash in Bereishis Rabbah. This is in Parsha Gimel Simen Hay. And it speaks about Sefer Bereishis, but Sefer Devarim as well, the entire Torah, everything in between. Omer Rabbi Simon, Chomesh Pa'amim Ksiv Kan Ora. It mentions in the creation of light, mentions light, the word or, five times. Why does it do that? Keneged Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Keneged the five books of the Torah. Makes sense. Kiner Mitzvah Torah or. Their Torah is light. Ora Zu Torah. So if you have five mentions of light, so it's going to be a reference to the five books of the Torah. So the Midrash actually goes into each one, mentions each mention of light, and how that and its context alludes to that Sefer of the Torah. So let's take a look. Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, and God said there should be light. Keneged Sefer Bereishis, that's the first mention of Or, and it corresponds to Sefer Bereishis. Why? Shebo Nisasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vares Olamo. Because In that one, in Bereishis, Hashem was involved, the Holy One Blessed, He was involved and created His world. So that's what Bereishis is about. So it makes sense that when it says, and God said there should be light, that the world came about through this. That there's a certain light that the world is. And the world, as Yosef puts it, the world kind of came out to Or. It came out to, what was formed, came out into being. So light coming into being is what Sefer Bereishis is about. Vayihi Or, and the light was. Keneged Sefer Ve'ela Shemos, that corresponds to Sefer Shemos. Why? So what happens there? Shebo Yatu Yisrael Me'afela Li'ora. Because what's Sefer Shemos about? It's about Jewish people going out from darkness into light. So, and there was light. Right, originally, the pasuk previous says there should be light, and that's when light comes out to being. Over here, and there was light. This is the darkness of the Jewish people, their nation, the nation being in darkness comes out to light. Vayar Elokim Esa Or Ki Tov. The next pasuk that mentions light, and God saw the light that it was good. Keneged Sefer Vayikra. This corresponds to Sefer Vayikra. Why? Shehu Male Halachos Rabos. Because it's filled with many halachos. So because, right, he saw the light and it was good, and Vayikra is filled with many halachos from the beginning to the end of the Sefer. Almost all of it is mitzvos, halachos of karbonos and tumah and tahara and saras and so many halachos and all of the yom tovim and so many details and of halachos and two brief narratives. So therefore, we see this is light. Next it says Vayavdel Elokim Bein Ha'ora Bein Ha'Choshech, back into the narrative in Bereishis, and God separated between the light and the dark. Keneged Sefer Bamidbar. This corresponds to Sefer Bamidbar. Why? Shehu Mavdil Bein Yotzei Mitzrayim Levoi Ha'aretz. Because this separates between those who left Mitzrayim and those who entered the land. In Sefer Bamidbar, that's the beginning of the end for the generation of, and the beginning of the end, but also the end of the generation that left Egypt, and they were not the people, for the most part, 99% not the same people who entered the land. So that Havdalah between the generations takes place in Sefer Bamidbar. Vayikra Elokim Laor Yom. And Hashem called, and God called to the light, he called it day. Keneged Sefer Mishneh Torah. This corresponds to Mishneh Torah, which is Chazal's term for Sefer Devarim, which means literally means repetition, the doubling of the Torah, repetition of the Torah. Shehu Mali Halachos Rabos, because it is filled with many halachos. Therefore, Hashem called it, called the light day. So the Midrash says, Misivin Chavrai Lerbi Simon. The Chevra challenged Rabbi Simon. They didn't like that. V'halosef v'yikra mali halachos rabos? Hold on, you already used that one. You told me that Sefer Vayikra is called light because it has halachos rabos, many halachos, many laws. And now you tell me that's the same thing for Dvarim. So Rabbi Simon responds very cleverly, Amar Lahen, he said to them, Afhu shana vodavar, he also repeated something. Meaning, Rabbi Simon's responding, that in Sefer Devarim, there's a lot of repetition. There's a lot of things that are repeated. And indeed, we call it Mishneh Torah. It's a repetition of the Torah. So Hashem repeated many things in the Torah. So if I repeat an explanation for how the Sefer is light, you know, you can't have a taina on me. I'm just explaining Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is a repetition itself, so I can repeat an answer. So that is the Midrash, taking a look at the five oros, five mentions of the word or, and how it corresponds to the five svarim. But what we didn't really clarify so much is what this explanation is of, you know, Hashem saw the light and that it was good, and that corresponds to Vayikra, which is filled with halachos rabos. What is that? So, then same thing with Devarim. Devarim is also, like, the light was called day, and it's because it's filled with halachos rabos. And it seems that what's so good, you know, what is light? Light is something that allows us to see. We have clarity, where we know what we're supposed to do. That's what light is really about. And the light that is good, right? We know ki lekach tov nesati lechem Torah si'at hazovu, that the Torah is called a lekach tov. It's called good. So what makes this light good? It's mole halachos rabos. The main thing that the Torah is trying to do is its instruction. The Torah's instruction for us, it's to teach us. And the main thing, according to this Midrash, seems to be that you have a lot of halachos, many halachos, many mitzvos. That's what's supposed to guide us. So the pasuk of Hashem saw the light and that it was good, meaning there's different light. There's the fact that the world came into existence. That's the light of the first Sefer. The fact that that Klal Yisrael were in a dark situation and then they came from their darkness to light, that's the light of the second Sefer. But what's the light of the fourth Sefer of Bamidbar is a division between light and dark. Those who entered the land of Israel and those who did not, who were left in darkness. They left Egypt, but they were left in darkness and died in the desert. But the light of the Vayikra and the light of Devarim is the light that was declared good, the light that was declared day. And what is that good and what is that day? What is that light? That light is the light of halachos, halachos rabos, of many mitzvos. That's what is considered light. What does it mean that the Torah is light for us? It means that it tells us what we're supposed to do. And the halachos rabos, having many mitzvos, having many halachos that give us clarity of what we're supposed to do throughout our day, that's the ultimate good. Now, this is very important, especially for, you know, it's easy for us as we're about to start a new cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, and we're going to learn all the exciting stories of Parshas Bereishis and Sefer Bereishis, and you go through the stories of Adam and Chava and Cain and Hevel and Noah and Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov and Yaakov's sons and the story of Pesach, of Shibud Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim and all the Nisim and Matan Torah, and all these stories are great and exciting and beautiful and meaningful and holy and incredible. But what happens for a lot of people is that when we get to Vayikra, when we get to Devarim, those are the parts where a lot of people start to tune out and stop paying attention. When you get halfway through Sefer Shemos and you get to Mishpatim, so many people fall off and drop Shnai Mikra at that point. And the people are able to hold on and push through and get through the Parshios of the Mishkan. But when they get to Vayikra, that's when they fall off. But over here, according to this Midrash, that the halachos rabos, that's the or of the Torah. This is a major or, that this is the or that is tov, the or that is yom, is these halachos rabos. So to appreciate it. So again, as we start this new cycle, to of course enjoy the parts of the Torah that are easy to enjoy, but to also not glaze over any of the other parts, especially these parts that are the halachos rabos, all the mitzvos, because that truly is the or that lightens up our lives. May we be zocha as we enter this new year of learning Torah, and a new cycle to be zocha to get all the light of Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Vayetzvah, Devarim. Have it enlighten our eyes and guide our lives and bring true light to our lives and the lives of everyone around us. Have a good Yom Tov.